It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of protesters gathered at the state capitol and marched in downtown Denver Tuesday for a sixth day of demonstrations against police brutality. Antoinette Franklin has been part of the protests in Denver on several days. She says it's encouraging to watch the crowds get larger.
I feel proud of everybody who has taken the time out of their day, out of their quarantine, to come and be a part of something that is much bigger than just themselves. One voice may seem like it doesn't matter, but it does.
Franklin hopes the protests continue. She says it will take decades to undo the damage caused by racial injustice in the U.S. A bill in the state legislature would create more accountability for police misconduct. CPR's Benda Berkland has more.
The measure appoints the state's attorney general as an independent investigator of all instances where law enforcement's use of force results in death or serious bodily injury. It would also allow law enforcement officers to be sued individually and require all law enforcement to use body cameras and to collect and report data on stops. Democratic Senate President Leroy Garcia will be one of the main sponsors.
There are some good officers out there. There are officers who are true American heroes. But we have officers, too, that are well-documented, that lack integrity, that are abusing their power. And we share an obligation as the General Assembly to address these inequities and challenges.
The bill is expected to be introduced this week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Great Sand Dunes National Park starts opening in stages today. KRCC's Elena Rivera has more.
The park's Phase 1 opening includes access to the main park road, trails, picnic areas, and dune fields. The park has been closed to visitors since mid-April due to health concerns amid the new coronavirus pandemic. Some areas like the Visitor Center and Pinion Flats Campground will remain closed. Plans are to start a series of Phase 2 openings mid-June, which would include access to the campground and new backcountry permits. Those plans are based on the health outcomes over the next few weeks once the park is open, along with state and local guidance. Park officials encourage people to wear face masks, stay 6 feet apart, and avoid overcrowding when visiting. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.